We're starting here at the top of Chafet Amud Aleph. The Gemara discussed yesterday with regards to the issue of Melach. How do we know it becomes Mishel Tzibur? And the Gemara was in discussion, said, well, do we compare it to Levonah? Do we compare it to Eitzim? In the end, the Gemara has a limud from Lechem Apanim, that breed, and therefore the Gemara learned out that it's Koveya for the Mincha, that just like by the Lechem Apanim, it came Eid Bnei Israel, so too the Melach by the Korban HaMincha comes from Bnei Israel, comes from the Tzibur. The Gemara just questions one of the underlying assumptions in yesterday's Gemara, which is the Eitzim Dipshita Le'Letano Mishel Tzibur Minolon. The Gemara took it for granted that if you compared the salt to the Eitzim, then it was definitely Mishel Tzibur. But how do you know that the Eitzim are Mishel Tzibur? Where do we know that from? So the Gemara says to Tanya, two opinions in the Braita. Yochol Omer Harei Alai Ola Yavi Eitzim Mitoch Beito. You would think a person who has committed to bring an Ola will also have to bring Eitzim. Just like a person who says, I'm going to bring an Ola is obligated to bring the Nisachim that are associated, that are accompanying the Ola, so too with the Eitzim. So Talmud Omar, Al Eitzim, Asher La Ish, Asher La Mizbeach. Ma Mizbeach Mishel Tzibur? Af Eitzim Ve'ish Mishel Tzibur. Divei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Elazar Rabbi Shimon says the limud is that we have a comparison, we have a hekesh between Eitzim, Eish, and Mizbeach. Mizbeach, we obviously know, one of the clay mikdash is from the Tzibur. So too, the Eish and the Eitzim come from the Tzibur. And an individual brings an Ola, does not have to provide the Eish or the Eitzim, and he just has to bring his Ola and his Nisachim. Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamua Omer, Ma Mizbeach Shelo Nishtamesh Bo Hedyot, Af Eitzim Ve'Eish Shelo Nishtamesh Behen Hedyot. The additional limud, Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamua, is the additional limud of just like the Mizbeach, a Hedyot can never use it. I mean, it's only used the Shem Shamayim, it has no other purpose besides being given to Hekdesh. Af Eitzim Ve'Eish Shelo Nishtamesh Behen Hedyot. The same thing is applicable by the Eitzim Ne'Eish, meaning that they have to be brand new. Eitzim and Eish. It can't be something that was once used or had some other purpose, that the wood was furniture at one point, and they broke it down, they want to use it for firewood. It has to be something that's specifically cut and used for Hekdesh. So now, my binayu, what's the difference between them? What's the nafkamina between them? They both require that the tzibur provide the itzim. The obvious one is, yikubinayu chadete, that new wood is the difference between them. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, that's a demand, that's a requirement, that the wood be brand new, that it be used for nothing else. Whereas, when it comes to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, his only requirement is that it's mishel tzibur, not that it has to be new. Mar says, vatikei lo, why can't you bring wood that was used already? Bakti, we have the pasuk by David HaMelech when he's purchasing the area for the Makom HaMikdash. It says, Vayomer Aravna el David, Ikach. David, you can take. Ve'yal Adoni HaMelech HaTov Be'enaf. You can take whatever's here. Not only can he have the land, you can have all the items that are on the land, and you can do with them what you like. Ve'ea Bakar Le'ola. Take the animals, use them for Olot. Va'morigim. Morigim are the threshing instruments. We'll see in a second. The Gemara doesn't know what a morig is. Uklea Bakar, any of the other utensils of the animals, of the plowing, of the cows and oxen that are there. La'itzim. And use those for wood. So if you can use those for wood to burn the Ola, you're taking what otherwise were kelim beforehand, or moragim that are threshing utensils beforehand, so the wood was used, and Aravna suggesting to David that he used that for the firewood to burn the Ola on top of it. Mar says, Achanari Becharite, they were unused, they were yet to be used. They might have been formed, but they weren't used yet, and since they were never used, that has a classification as Charite. Even though they've made it into something that could be used for Hedyot, as long as Hedyot doesn't use it, then it's okay. Mar says, my morigim. What are these morigim? We had this Gemara in the end of Zvachim. If you remember, Amar Ula, Mita Shel Tarbal. My Mita Shel Tarbal. Now that you told me that, what's that? That doesn't help us. We don't know what a Mita Shel Tarbal is either. So Amar Yehuda, Iza de Kurkasa. It's a goat with hooks on it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Iza de Kurkasa, Tudashive Dishtaye. That is a goat with hooks that the threshers use it to thresh with. Amar of Yosef, my Korah, what's the pasuk? Says, in Yishayahu, Yinei Samtich, the Morag Charutz Kadash, I've made you into a sharp threshing utensil, Bal Pipiot, with many teeths or grooves in it, Tadush Harim, and it can crush the mountains. So this board, this morig, is basically a wood, pieces of wood, and has projectiles coming out of it, metal projectiles that come out of it, and the animals drag that on top of the produce in order to thresh the produce. So that's what it's used for. So again, here by the pasuk from Yeshayahu, it's describing a similar item, which is some tichlum, the marag, parutz, a sharp. It has sharp projectiles coming out of it. Dash bal bibiot, it has many teeth to it. So it's a board with teeth on it. And that's what I was saying before. It's iza, like some sort of goat to kurkus that has hooks in it, but it catches, it's sharp. Gash the ground, the dash bay dishtaid, that the threshers use to thresh with. And therefore, we say the morigim are threshing utensils. And that's what we were saying in the pasuk, that Arabna offers David a threshing utensil in order to use for the wood on the fire. The answer is that it was becharete, that they were new, they were unused as of yet. And now the Mishnah says, Nit areiv komtza bekomets chaverta. If two komatsim got mixed up, beminchat koanim, or this komets got mixed up with the minchat koanim, beminchat koin mashiach, beminchat nesachim ksheira. In all these cases, they're going to end up on the mizbeach. Since they're going to end up on the mizbeach and they're kalil to Hashem, either the item entirely, like the minchat koin mashiach or the minchat nesachim, or the komets, which is the board of the mincha, which is going to end up on the mizbeach. Since they all have to end up in the same place, you put them on the mizbeach, and there's no problem. We don't have to worry about it. That's the din of the chachamim, the din of the tanakama. V'yudomer b'minchat koin mashiach, b'minchat nesachim psula. If the minchat koin mashiach, or with the minchat nesachim, gets mixed up, it's psula. Why? Because shezu b'lilata ava, one of them has a thick kneading, mezu b'lilata raka, one of them is a much thinner, a more liquidy mix. V'hen balot zumizu, and therefore they absorb one from the other. What's the difference? Well, the difference happens to be that by minachot in general, a minchat nedava, for instance, the ratio of oil to flour is one isaron of flour goes to one bog of shemen. It's a 1-to-1 ratio. That's a regular minchat nedava. On the other hand, when it comes to a minchat chavitim, which is the minchat koin mashiach, and to the minchat nesachim, the ratio is different. And the ratio there is an isaron solid to 3 bog shemen. The minchat chavitim, which is learned out of the nesachim, which is you have, and by the nesachim, by the keves of the minchat nesachim, it says, we learn this all the time. Yekiva makiv gamar l'shem minchat solet isaron baluol b'rivitahin shemen. Hin is 12 log, so rivitahin is 3 log. So you have a rivitahin shemen, 3 log for every isaron. So there it's 3-to-1. It's 3 log shemen to an isaron. Now, even with the bigger ones, the ayal and the bakar, which is less there, but there it's 4 log to 2 isaron and 6 log to 3 isaron. So there's even 2 times. But all of the nisachim, as well as the minchat koin, minchat chavitim, have significantly more oil than flour. And because of that, b'lilatan raka, they have a much thinner kneading, they are a more liquidy substance. Whereas, the minchat nedava that you bring has 1-to-1. It's a ratio of 1 shemen to 1 isaron, and that's b'lilato ava. It'll have a thicker kneading to it because there's less oil in there. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is that when you have a minchat koin mashiach or minchat nesachim that got mixed up with a minchat nedava, since the ratio or the kneading is different than these, they are bolot zumizu, they absorb one from the other, and therefore, it's problematic because the shemen that comes off of the minchat chavitim and the minchat nesachim will get absorbed into the minchat nedava, and the minchat nedava will have too much shemen, and the minchat nesachim or the minchat chavitim will be missing shemen. And we know by a mincha that chasera or yirteira shamna pasul. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. You can't mix these that have different levels of mixture to them. You can't have that. Tosfos points out over here that what happens if they're equal? What happens if they're both b'lilatan raka? You have two minchat chavitim, or you have two minchat nesachim, or if you have two minchot nedava, what's the din over there? So Tosfos says, they still absorb one from the other. That's not taken away, even when they're the same size. Says even though they absorb one from the other, the underlying assumption is that there is an even amount of exchange between them. Since they're of the same ratio, the assumption is that whatever exchange is of a similar ratio, and we don't worry about it. It's only when they're uneven do we worry about the ratio exchange, because that will cause a problem. You have a chasera and Yitera. Now, truthfully, our Mishnah actually writes in the Lashon Yachid. Both Tosfos and Rashi point out in our Mishnah, it says Kshera Psula in the singular instead of Ksherot and Psulot in the plural. But they say that it really means Ksherot and Psulot because the Mishnah is just talking from the perspective of the one item, the Komets. Start out with the Komets and say the Komets gets mixed with this, gets mixed with that, gets mixed with this. So because the Mishnah is talking about the perspective of the Komets, it always talks in the singular. But in Ochanami, when we say Ksherot here and Psulot, it means both. Everything is either Kesher or everything is Pasul. Gemara says, "Tan hatam." We had a Mishnah in Zvachim. Dam shenitarei b'mayim. Blood that gets mixed up with water. Im yesh bo marid dam kasher. As long as it still looks like blood, you can be zorek the dam. It's fine. The dam is good kosher dam in terms of being mechaper, and you can use it to be makriv al mizbeach. The Tosfos says that what it means when it marid dam is lo be'admimut ma'at. It's not a small amount of red. Mit kasher el marid dam gamur. It has to look like blood still. As long as it still looks like blood, that's good. Now nitarei b'yayin. When the blood gets mixed up with wine, you can no longer use that test because wine is also red. So that test goes away. We look at the yayin as if it is water, and we say, what would be the ratio here, or what would be the appearance if this blood was mixed with water? And then, based on that, we'll determine whether it would have been good or not. Nit'are b'dam behema or b'dam chaya. We got mixed up with the blood of a behema or a chaya. Again, here, there's no way to tell from appearances what the ratio is. So again, we look again as if the dam chaya, dam hei behema, is of chulin, is mayim. And we say, if the dam hekdesh would have an appearance of being red and be dam in this mixture had it been water. And based on that, we make the decision. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein dam mevatel dam. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita, the dam cannot be mevatel dam. We saw this in the Gemara in Zvachim. There he had more extensive statements, ein rok mevatel rok, all these other things that are mevatel. There the Gemara talked about had didei v'had derabbe. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda's position is ein dam mevatel dam. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shneem mikra echad dershu. They both come out of the same pasuk over here. V'lakach midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir. It says on Yom HaKippurim that after you do the hazaot of the Kodesh HaKodeshim and hazaot of the parochet, there are remaining hazaot that go on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Those, it says, v'lakach midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir. So what does that mean, midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir? It's actually a machloket, whether ma'arvim or not. We generally pass in, and we saw this earlier again in our Masechta here, how much of it is it mixed for? Is it mixed for all the matnot HaZahav, or they kept separate? But either can mean, v'lakach midam apar umidam ha-sa'ir means in one bucket. You put them together, and then you do the matnot, or they can be done separately. But here, the belief is that they're done together. Hadarar yadua shedamo shel par merubah midamo shel seir. The dam of a par is significantly greater than dam ha-seir, and therefore it will be mivatel the dam ha-seir. So how could it be now when you do the matnot on Mizbeach Zahav, if you mix them together, how will there be anything of the dam ha-seir that's really going on there? It's mitvatel b'dam ha-par. So Rabbanan Sabre Mikan, what do you learn from here? That the olim she'in mevatlim zetzeh. From here you learn out that anything that goes on the Mizbeach is not mevatel zetzeh. So now applying this to our Mishnah, what does it mean? Ein mevatlim zetzeh. These are olim al mizbeach. The komets and all the items that go on the mizbeach in our Mishnah, ein mevatlim zetzeh. So it doesn't matter that the ratios are different. It doesn't matter that you have a komets with the minchat nesachim, you have a minchat kohen with a minchat kohen mechavitin or kohen mashiach. It doesn't matter that they're different because ein olim mevatlim zetzeh. An olim can be mevatel zetzeh. But when it comes to the case of dam and the mixture in dam, we're talking about chulin. Over there, we're talking about dam behima, dam chaya. Why are the chamim worried about mevatel over there? Because there, we're talking about two olim. We're talking about one oleh and one chulin. There could be nitbatel. It's only shnei olim, ein mevatlim zetzeh. So therefore, in the Mishnah, the chamim's position is ein mevatlim. By the case of the dam, it is mevatel, and all depend on the appearance, how much is there. But it could be nitbatel, because they're not shnei olim over there. That's the position of the chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mikan, from here we learn, the min b'mino she'inu batel. The min b'mino is not batel. So anything that's the same is not batel. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's position when it came to the blood. Eim dam mevatel dam. Why isn't dam mevatel dam? Because it's min b'mino. Min b'mino is not batel. So by the case of dam, again, when it's dam behema, dam chaya, that's where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. With the water and the yayin, he may not disagree over there because that's not min b'mino. But the dam, there he says no because it's min b'mino, and therefore he says in that case that it's not batel. And therefore the dam is fine and you can sprinkle it on mizbeach. There's nothing to talk about. Our Mishnah proposes a principle of the Rambam because it is min b'mino. It's min b'mino. Why does Rabbi Yehuda worry about b'telut there? So that we'll have to get to. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a little bit. But just to understand that that's going to present the problem for Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara just goes on to a quick sidetrack, which is Rabbanan Sabri Mikan Olim Shem Olim Zezeh B'dilma. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is right. B'shum Dimin B'minohu Iyashmi'ino Min B'mino V'lo Ashmi'ino Olin. If the Torah wanted to teach us this din, he should have just taught us the din b'min b'mino and not talk about kochim, about things that are olim lemizbeach. The fact that the Torah went out of its way to explain the case by olim, mishum dolim. That's why it's here. Vidilmo, maybe you could read the adi ikam min bimino v'olim. Maybe that's what the Torah is trying to teach you, that you need both. Mar says kasho. That's a problem for the Rabbanan's position. Now the Gemara does the same thing with Rabbi Yehuda. Vidilmo, maybe we can't let min bimino shenu bateo. Minshim Mishum Olim Hu. Maybe the Chachamim are right. Say, E, Ashmin and Olin, Minshim Mimino. If you're right, then it should give an example of a case of Olin that were in Min Beinu Mino. The fact that it gives you the case of Min Bimino shows you that the Min Bimino is significant here. Kedamar Tashta, Dashmin and Min, Kedamar Tashta, Dashmin and Min Bimino, Shum the Min Bimino must be because of that. Again, the Gemara asks, Bidilma Adika Min Bimino Be Olin. Maybe you'll need both. Maybe that's maybe the requirement over here, Kasha. Both of their positions are somewhat suspect because they're taking one of the two options that are here. True, they have reason to believe that it's unique to this circumstance, but it may be unique to the circumstance and requiring both also. True, it's unique to this circumstance, the fact that it's Olim, because otherwise it should have given a Chulin example. But that doesn't mean that just because it's Olim that you don't need Min B'Mino also. Maybe that's also true, and the same thing by the Rebbe Yehuda. True, that it used Min B'Mino and should have used Min B'Einu Mino if it was focusing on the Olim part. But now that you said Min B'Mino, maybe it's Min B'Mino only B'Olim that it works that way. So that's what Gemara leaves as a kasha. But nevertheless, they both learn out from this pasuk their positions. Now it's not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, our Mishnah, V'minchad Kohen Mashiach, U'minchad Nesachim Psula, Shezu B'li L'tava, V'zu B'li L'tava Raka, V'hein B'lot Zumizu. V'chi B'lot Zumizu, Mai Havi, Min B'mino. This is what I just pointed out in Rabbi Yehuda's position. How's he going to explain our Mishnah? That's Min B'mino. If it's Min B'mino, then what's he worried about in the Mishnah? The B'li, let them absorb from each other. It's Min B'mino, Eino Batel. So Amarova, Kosova, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda believes, Kol, Shuhum Min B'mino, V'davar Acher. If you have Min B'mino plus a third item that's there, Seleket Mino, you remove the Min B'mino as if it's not there. Misheno, Misheno Mino, Rabal Avu Mavlo. And then the Eino Mino is there and overrides it. So in this case, we have the Mincha Nedava, which is an Yisaron Solit plus the Yisaron of Shemin. And then you have the other Mincha that came, either Mincha Chavitin, Mincha Kohen Mashiach, or the Mincha Nesachim, which has three Vog Shemin plus an Yisaron Solit. What are we afraid of? We're afraid that the Shemin is going to move. Some of that Shemin from the Mincha Nesachim Chavitin is going to move. That some of that oil is going to move over to the Minchat Nidava. When it moves over to the Minchat Nidava, we don't care. It's Min B'mino. There's oil in the Minchat Nidava. There's oil in the Minchat Nesachim. So we say that's Min B'mino. But now we have the Davar Acher. What's the Davar Acher? You have the Solet there. The Solet of the Minchat Nidava. So what's going to happen? You're going to have a little bit of oil that moved over from the Minchat Nesachim. You'll say Min B'mino. It's K'eino. The Min B'mino is as if it's not there. Then the Solet will be Merubah, will override the little Shemin that's there. So that Solet overrides the little Shemin that's there. It's going to be Mevatel the Shemin.
How much Solet was there?
Yisaron. No, right, but the assumption is only a little bit of the oil moves over. So therefore, the soul to be mevatel it. So it's mevatel, now it's as if it's not there. If it's not there, then you have a minchad nesachim, that's chaseira. So now, we have the position of the chachamim, the position of Rabbi Yehuda. The position of chachamim is inolim mevatlim zeh. That explains our mishnah, why they think there's no problem in our mishnah. By the dam, it's dam chulin, and that's why they think there's a problem by the dam. Yehuda believes, min b'mino inu batel. Therefore, by the dam, there's no problem, because it's min b'mino, even if it's dam chulin. Our Mishnah, where it's Min B'mino, it shouldn't have been a problem. No, there's a Davar Acher. There's Min B'mino and She'eino Mino there. Then Min B'mino as if they're not there, and then the Eino Mino comes as Mevatelet. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, worries about it. Even though it's Min B'mino, he worries about the problem of the Minachot getting mixed together. This large Tosfot over here, what is this? This large Tosfot is trying to deal with the fact that if Rabbi Yehuda really believes Min B'mino, Eino Batel, he goes to Shas and finds numerous times that it is Batel. For instance, by Truma, that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's batel v'chad b'meyo. 100 to 1, it is batel. In other instances in Shas, where we see that it is batel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if he really believes min b'mino ino batel, it should never be batel. That doesn't mean achad b'meyo, 201, 101, nothing should matter. Batel b'rov, none of these items should matter. Yet we have a list of times that it is. The Rabbeinu Tam makes a suggestion. The Rabbeinu Tam's suggestion is that there's a difference between lach and yavesh. That we're talking about here. It's the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeshua the davar lach hamit arev yafeh. That is mixed up very well. Over there we say min b'mino eino batel. Because it gets moved all around, it's all the way over the place, therefore it's not batel. Aval davar yavesh batel shapir. That when there are dry items, since they don't mix so well, there we do say it's batel. It almost seems almost backwards in its logic. But if you're going to hold to this min b'mino is only classified when it's actually the same min and it gets mixed very well together. It's only b'davar lach. But davar yavesh, where it never mixes well, therefore it'll be batel. And that'll be the difference. For Yehuda's position here is talking about the and the other cases of time at Davar Yavesh. The Tosos brings up all these cases, maybe yes, maybe no. He has to give many answers to the Rabbeinu Tam. Sometimes they were dry goods. No, it's Kemach. Kemach, since it's so fine, is classified like Lach. Like all these different answers that he tries to give. And then there's a Gemara in Pesachim that stumps him. He says, Rav Rabbeinu Yom Tov Bipulano, Hikshad Rabbeinu Tam. He brings the question to Rabbeinu Tam from the Gemara in Pesachim. And it says, V'chazabo Rabbeinu Tam, Davadayin Chluk Ben Lach Le Yavesh. He backed out. Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind. And now, now, the teretz. What's the answer? When do we say that 101 works? That's when it falls into chulin mitukanim. Because the two items can never be the same anymore. The chulin and chuma will always be different because the chulin can never turn into chuma. And that makes it min sheino mino. By the case of two kosot in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, chadshu chuma v'chadshu chulin, over there where we say it's not batel, she'ena mitukanim. Where there we're talking about chulin that was not mitukan. De'efshar li'aso chuma. That's basically chulin that was tavel the chuma, and therefore you can be mafrish chuma from this chulin. That means that embedded in this.
What is it?
Tavel. Right, but there he wants to call it, it's not tevel gamre, it's only tevel the chuma. Let's say that other things were taken off already, it's only tevel the chuma. So now if it's tevel the chuma, so now you have chulin that has chuma embedded in it. That will still be classified as min b'mino, because the chuma can match up. The two chumas can match up. V'savar la Rabbi Yochanan, kaman d'amar la kaman, bater mevatel azlei, azlinan, that we go after the mevatel. Not after the batel, but the mevatel. Rabbanan, v'havalei min b'mino, therefore it's min b'mino. V'ayi de psachim, lokash, af the man d'amar bater batel azlinan, the mashkim, the chim misarche, ain't she mashke lehim. The mashkim, once they go bad, they don't have a din of mashke anymore. And the chum itself can never become chulin. Even though it's gone bad, chuma still doesn't turn into chulin, even if it's gone bad. And therefore, they're not their shnei minim. Vin tomar. B'tevel b'mimino b'mashu. What about tevel b'mino that it's b'mashu? Heich l'mishkachava. Hayev shal d'mavatel. Dano chulim shiaseh tevel. Chulin can never go back to being tevel. So then how come over there you classify that as being b'mino? V'esh l'mar sh'nafal tevel tavul l'chuma b'tevel sh'eino tavul l'chuma. So there's two different types of tevel here. It's tevel that has chuma in it and tevel that doesn't have chuma in it. So they're both tevel, but there's one is less tevel than the other. Davi min b'mino. Came into shame tevel ashnehem. Inami. Tevel sh'rab Again, there are two different levels of tevel, whether it's rapanei abayit or not, whether it's chayav midoraita or not. Inami, afilu nafal dechulim mitukanim, ubeodo lechuma biyad balim, but the balim still have the chuma in their hand. De'efshar lechule ala, because they could take a hafarat neder, and therefore they could put the chuma back together and make it into tevel again. V'hashta adina lahachi, since we got this far, italukum ayota deshnei kosot bechulim mitukanim, then we can set up all these cases, even then. Right, exactly. Kilgon chuma biyad balim. By the psachim, b'chum b'yad kohen. In the case of psachim, is that the chum is b'yad kohen, therefore he can't be chulin, and that's why it's a min b'mino, and it's still batel because he can never change it back to chuma. V'od yesh liyashev teretz rishon d'Rabbeinu Tam. Now the Tosfos goes back and says that first teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, we can try to solve the lach v'yavesh. We can try to solve. He tries one way to solve it, and it doesn't work so well. And then he brings in a second one. V'od yesh liyashev teretz Rabbeinu Tam. V'leg ben lach v'yavesh v'lokash adi psachim, because that the Rabbi Yochanan over there, Savar Kirabbanan. Rabbi Yochan over there is speaking the position of the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Yehuda. Over there it says, Min b'mino batel. So he says, Tosus creates a third Tana. There's a brighter that supports the position of Rabbi Yochan over there. He says it's actually a three-way machloket. That Rabbi Yehuda believes, Min b'mino enu batel. Rechami believe, Min b'mino is batel. And then there's Rabbi Yochanan, Savar Kirabbanan b'shari surei. By all other Yisurim, he holds like the Rabbanan that Min b'mino batel. Uku Rabbi Yehuda batel. He holds min b'mino eno batel, and that comes a third tana now, and that's how he solves that question from the Gemara Sachim. Is actually there's a third tana. This is not the position of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a position of a mix of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why there's a stira, because it is a mix. But that's a tana. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it according to a braita. They bring a braita to support his position. That braita is a tana. That's a third tana. And there are three maklokot b'davar. That's the best way that he solves the Rabbeinu Tam, to say lach and yavesh. You're right. There is a difference, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold min b'mino eno batel only by lach. By yavesh, he will say min b'mino batel. What do you do with the Gemara Pesachim? That's not Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yochanan according to the Tana of the Braita. It's a different opinion. It's a mix of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. So that's how Tosfos deals with this issue of min b'mino. How extensive it is it? The position of Rabbeinu Tam is that it's lach versus yavesh. By lach, it applies Rabbi Yehuda's position. By yavesh, it does not apply. There'll be exceptions to that rule. The exception to that rule is this case in Pesachim. Why that's an exception to the rule. Tosfos tries to solve many different ways. The final solution is that it's really not Rabbi Yehuda. That will not be an exception because it's a different Tana. The other solution was given by the Rabbeinu Tam, which is that there's a difference if the items can ever become like each other. It's only classified as min b'mino if the two items can be exactly the same. Truma and chulin, the truma can never become chulin, or the chulin can never become truma. Can never become truma. The truma can never become chulin. So therefore, they're not classified as min b'mino even though they're the same item. So therefore, it's batel. But in an instance where they can become the same, even b'yavesh, they will not be batel because they can become the same item. That's true. And then he comes up with a solution in certain cases here, even though they're not the same when they're together, since it could be mashal in your nether, you can make them the same again. They're partially tevel, not fully tevel. Creates all these hikitimses that these cases are talking about cases where it's min b'mino and the two minim can be the same and therefore they are not batel. But where they're totally different, there they would be batel. Okay, we'll stop over here.